Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Guthrie County Iowa State University Extension Office Program Coordinator, Krista Downing. All right, Krista, so what are some things that the Guthrie County ISU Extension is going to be doing this month for March?
Yeah, so the first thing that we have going on is we are doing volunteer income tax assistance. So if anybody is needing free help for tax preparation for families and individuals with incomes under $60,000 or less, we are available to set up appointments to work with some of our volunteers off-site to get your taxes prepared. So we're really excited about that program, and we're doing that until March 30th. Another program that we have coming up is our Spring Floral Arrangement 101 class, and that is with our Guthrie County Master Gardeners. They will be kind of walking you through how to create a spring floral arrangement and using different spring flowers as well. So this is something new that we haven't done before, so we're really excited to see how that goes, and that will be on Wednesday, March 15th at 5:30 p.m., and it does cost $10 to attend that workshop. The next thing we have going on is Read Across Iowa Month during March, and so our youth coordinator, Laura, will be doing three different Read Across Iowa events at local libraries. So on March 15th at 2:30, she will be at the Baird Public Library, and then on March 16th at 1 p.m., she'll be at the Mary Barnett Library here in Guthrie Center. And then on March 20th, she'll be at the Panora Public Library at 4 p.m. So she'll be reading a book called The Story Anywhere Farm. And then they'll be getting to do a fun STEM activity as well. And then another thing that we have coming up here at the end of March is Grab and Go Emergency Binder. So this is just kind of a binder of what you would need for your home, for your information, in case there's an emergency situation. So that's on March 28th at 5:30 p.m. here at the Extension office. So we'll be doing that. And then another thing that Laura has coming up here is the Food and Nutrition Taco Workshop for 4-H'ers. And that will be on March 29th at 4 p.m. at the Extension office. And that'll be a fun project that the youth kind of create some different food items, and they'll be able to bring some of those, that knowledge back to County Fair. And then one more thing that we have coming up, the last thing that I'm going to mention here, is our Guthrie County STEM Fest, and that'll be on April 1st at 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the ACGC High School here in Guthrie Center. And that is open to all youth and families, grades kindergarten through 6.
Okay, so for the spring floral arrangement, you mentioned that that's a new event for you guys. What kind of got your master gardeners interested in doing that for some county residents?
Yeah, so our master gardener group is fairly new, and they're just looking for different ways to get out into the community and offer different resources and skill sets for everybody. And a couple of them are really interested in the fresh flowers and things, and they're really good with the design aspect, and so that was a fun idea that they kind of came up with to throw together a spring floral arrangement. And it's nice because it'll be right before, you know, Easter and Mother's Day and some of those other spring holidays, so they can create one and then they'll know what to do on their own in the future.
All right, and which of your master gardeners will be teaching that class?
Heather Ism will be presenting on this one.
All right, and are there plans to kind of continue this into the future?
Yeah, we are planning on continuing some different Master Gardener classes. Like I said, the group is fairly new, so we are still working through some stuff, and we'll meet again and try to get some more things on the calendar here over the next few months.
All right, and for that grab-and-go emergency binder, what are some of the things that people might learn about what they need to put in that binder to keep safe and take with them?
Yeah, so some different things are kind of your bank account information, your credit card information, insurance, all different insurances that you have, health, home, auto, all of that stuff. Potentially like a social security card, where do you keep that? Where do you keep all the important documents? Just, it's an array of different information that you might not think of right now that you need, but when a situation happens that you do need it, you'll have it right there in that stack of documents.
All right, and in February, you guys had done kind of a STEM-related class, the outer space one. What kind of has kept the STEM classes going for you guys? Just what's kept you guys interested in continuing to do different STEM classes?
Yeah, well, we're all about youth outreach. So STEM is one of the huge things with youth outreach. And we've always been doing STEM programming. So we were able to get Megan on, and she's going full force and creating some different activities at the local library. So,
all right. And then just going back and touching on the food and nutrition taco workshop, just kind of a way to help teach kids about different healthy habits when eating.
It's actually for our 4-H kiddos, 4-H and FFA kiddos. It's a project that they're able to, they're going to learn about it now, and then they're going to be able to create it again here in July, right before our static judging, and they can bring these items back to County Fair to get judged on. So it's a potential project area for them.
Okay. So just kind of a way to teach them a little bit of how to do those projects and maybe what to present and what to show with that?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Krista.
Yes, thank you so much.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.